guys, welcome to Game Chat on May the 7th of 2019, where we are talking about the first part of, we're talking about the first part of Always Sometimes Monsters, which is released back in May of 2014 from Vagabond Dog, was the developer, not from a Vagabond Dog, the Vagabond Dog. And the publisher was Devolver Digital, and it was made in RPG Maker V10. VX? VX. I keep reading that as 15, but then that's just me reading it backwards. So VX. We'll start with intros. So our intro question this week, which we always try to theme for the game that we're currently playing. In the game, you find a bunch of figurines in different places, like in boxes, in dumpsters, hidden inside tires. I don't know. And you can either keep them and collect them for some reason or sell them for money, which you really need in the game all the time. And if you notice, when you pick up the figurines, they're all from, like, different indie games, characters from different indie games, that aren't even, I don't think, even Vagabond Dog games. Like, I don't know how that worked out, but that's really cool, I think. If you could find, you don't have to pay for it, you know, you're just wandering the alley in your town, and you find a figurine from your favorite game. And one of the characters. What figurine would you want to find? Of the character. You know, like, what character would you want a figurine of to find a figurine of? I guess the way you should say it. I'll stop stumbling over my words at some point in my life. Starting at the top with...
Greg. Craig doesn't have a figurine. So
well, next, after Craig.
Craig is a figurine. But anyway.
He's a figurehead.
He's a figurehead. There you go. Much better.
Craig wants a doll.
Yeah. This is Franco, and there's somebody to choose from. But I'm thinking God of War would be pretty awesome to have.
Oh, yes. Like, are you talking about, like, Kratos?
Kratos, yeah.
Yeah.
But I just had a crazy thought. If anybody can pitch this to Hero Forge, I'll split the profits with you. Just like they make custom D&D figurines.
Yes.
You should be able to send them a screenshot of, like, your Fallout character or, like, your character in certain games, and they have them make a figurine of that character. That would be awesome.
There was a company that would make a figurine of your WoW character.
Nice.
Oh.
Nice. Still around, but yeah.
That's a good idea, Frank. I like that a lot. Like, they are starting to make them to where, or, you know, you can get, like, bigger sized characters, like, that are more collectible through Hero Forge now. But of course, it's still using the same, like, pieces and themes.
Specs, yeah.
Yeah. All right, cool. Next.
This is Madeline, and Steph specified a figurine that we don't already have. So I have a figurine of Germ from Night in the Woods, so I can't pick him. But I would probably pick a figurine of one of the characters from Valhalla. The cyberpunk bartender, also mostly a text-based RPG. So I would either pick Virgilio, the weird dude with the question mark on his forehead, or I would pick Stella. She was the cat boomer with fantastic hair.
Oh, yeah.
Nice choices. I like that. Next?
Kevin? Oh, man, this is a tough one. If I were to choose like an indie game, I would probably end up choosing Aeris. I think it's Aeris. from the fall.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Yeah, that'd be cool.
Especially if it could have, like, some sort of, like, light-up thing with the faceplate.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
That'd be really cool.
And next?
This is Chris, and I think it'd be fairly obvious what I would choose. You know, it would have to be Manny, Calavera, and Glottis in the bone wagon.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Nice. This is Steph, and I think, like, I'm going through the game, like, between, like, indie games I've played in my head. And I'm trying to think of ones that aren't already out there. Like, I was thinking of, like, Transistor, but there's already, like, a Transistor little figurine out there. I don't have it, but it's alive. I mean, it's not alive, but it's out there in the world. So I think, and I don't know how many, I know Madeline's heard this game, but a game called Gris.
Yeah.
I think the main title character from that would be gorgeous as a figurine, just because of the colors and the character design of her.
Yes. I think with her dress all swept out.
Yes, it would be very aesthetic to look at. Very beautiful. Yeah. So I think I would go with that. And I have good feelings of that game. So yeah, it would be very nice. Very nice. So thanks, guys. And again, welcome to Game Chat, the video game book club on the internets. Just to give you a little synopsis of Always Sometimes Monsters. It's in the game you set out on a cross-country journey to win back the love of your life and endure the hardship of making story-defining choices that affect your life and the lives of those around you. It's like a point... But mostly a text-based game, kind of a point-and-click adventure, mostly adventure text-based. You have a lot of choices, dialogue choices. Some of them are important, some of them are not important, but you still get that choice. Oh, yes, there's that figurine. It's so beautiful. Anyways, so we'll get right straight into the chat of things. So at the beginning of the game, you can choose, like, you're kind of dropped into this room, and you can pick what character to represent yourself out of this whole group of different characters that you can choose. I know I warned all of you to be careful in this room because I talked to the first person I came to thinking it was just going to be a dialogue choice, and it turned out to be, like, my character. And I was like, oh okay. This is me now. So was there any, like, thought behind who you chose? You just choose one to look like yourself, or did you kind of think outside the box? What did you guys go for there?
I actually, yeah, following your advice, I roamed around the world, I mean the room, to see who would be, at least try to see at least all the player icons to see what they look like. That, you know, just to get a feel. And I went with I put it in chat, the dark picture with the sort of yes. Beard.
Mm-hmm.
And then and then the female was, I just posted, was sort of the, I don't want to call her, God, she was the plain Jane, but, you know, I just, something, you know, said, yep, that's the one.
Something drew you to her.
Yes, I did. And I named her Katrina.
Oh, yeah. And that's another thing. You could name your character and your love interest as well.
I just like dragged my fingers across the keyboard, essentially.
You just dragged your fingers across to name her or to pick them?
Just to name them.
Okay. I don't
really care. I'm just
kidding. You're just leaving it up to fate, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, the love interest for me too. Like, I didn't realize what I was doing. Like, I thought, because everyone was like, "Have you talked to Larry yet?" And I was like, I thought I was looking for Larry. I didn't realize that Larry was the guy I talked to in the previous room because I don't read things sometimes and comprehend them. I just whiz right past. And So I was like, oh yeah, I'm trying to look for Larry. But then I was like, all these people are asking me this question and I can either answer yes, he's waiting for me, or yes, he's waiting for us. And so finally I was like, well, no one's going to, I can't leave this place. So I'm just going to say, yes, he's waiting for us, thinking that I was talking to like my business partner or to like someone who was going, who was working with me, my friend, but turned out to be my love interest, which was fine. That was fine. I named her Zoe.
Ah, she looks like a Zoe.
Did you name your characters after yourself?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Ooh.
No, I did not. I picked the girl with like a plaid shirt and a little beanie with dark.
Oh, yeah.
I guess with black hair.
Yeah.
The little Steam guide says that her official name was Joel. I named her Gretchen. She looked like a Gretchen. Mm-hmm. And then I picked the girl with the blue tube top and brown curly hair, nice, who apparently doesn't have an official name, to be my partner. And I named her Brooke because she looks like a Brooke.
Yeah.
Also took me forever to figure out how to edit names once you type them in. That was great.
Oh, yeah. Kevin, how did you, what did you pick?
Oh, I chose the mustache guy.
Yeah.
Who's canonically named Kevin.
Oh.
Yeah.
And named him Kevin. And then where the other, then I chose, The girl that has like the black hair that turns to brown and like,
oh, yeah,
black leather jacket.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's cool. Yeah, I kind of, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I think my,
I was stuck between her and the picture that Franco posted.
I'm kind of glad that I accidentally chose people, because then I didn't have to like sit there and meander, especially like with the love interest part, meander about who I wanted to, you know, like there's this whole like, you know, or at least I run into like, okay, do I make this character like someone that I'm attracted to, or do I make it more like just like to go along with the story, like just anyone? And then I wouldn't have picked probably a girl, which now I kind of like, I couldn't imagine my character not liking a girl in the game.
Yeah.
It just seems to fit her personality. I don't know. It seems all good. Yeah, but I think that was a cool kind of, I think that was a cool thing to add, to be able to choose your avatar. In this fairly text-based game, like they could have just like gave you like a choice of like four or five people, but they gave you like a whole room to choose from. And then like to choose your partner as well, I think was kind of a nice addition. That way you weren't just stuck with like possibly a, you know, if you picked a girl as your protagonist, you were going to automatically get a guy. Or if you, yeah, picked a guy, you were automatically going to, well, I kind of like that they gave you choices and gave you that decision.
Yeah.
So when you start out the game, after you choose your characters and everything, you kind of start out in an interesting situation where you're about ready to get kicked out of your apartment. You have to provide, like, I think it's like $800. And you start out with, gosh, not that much.
Like 13.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, it's either like, like, I think there's a way that you can hustle and, like, pay the guy off. But I don't think it's, like, I think it just kind of, like, screws everything up.
What, before day six? Yeah, I was able to, if I wanted to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you can pay him off the first day, technically, if you wanted to. But you'd have, yeah, to go in, play the lottery a lot.
Yeah. That's the one that I saw where he was, like, you know, you can go in, but you'll be sitting at the lottery for like hours. And I was like, yeah, I don't have that kind of time in my life. Yeah, so how did you guys feel about just kind of being dropped into that situation of, I mean, it was kind of doomed from the beginning that you were going to be thrown out of your apartment for the most part.
Kind of interesting, actually, now that I think about it, it's sort of like they sort of, it was a test. So it's like, yeah. For me, for my kind of game style, mm-hmm. I immediately became focused on, all right, how do I get this $500? All right. So it's like the task has been laid before me,
mm-hmm.
you know? And so I sort of fell for that kind of thing. And then like a couple days into it, it's like, you know what? I don't think this is all about getting the rent. this is about something entirely different.
Yeah.
So I sort of like started to pay attention more to what else was going on.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah, it was interesting. Like, I kind of wish that you had that. I mean, like, as Kevin was saying, like, there is a way to, like, pay him off. Like, it seems kind of like the game is not allowing you to do that easily. Like, it feels almost like, okay, we'll sit there and play the lottery for hours. Like, that feels almost like you're cheating the system. You're cheating the game a bit.
It almost feels like it's they kick you out basically to give you something to actually do with plot in the game.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that too. That too. Yeah, it's almost like there's, you know, you can't, we can't get you started on this adventure until you're at your lowest point. Until you're sleeping out in the streets, literally. You know, and then you had a rising homeless population to where it was almost impossible, which I did find that interesting in that, like, you couldn't just go out and just, I mean, you did have a mattress right outside your old apartment, but there were other mattresses during the day in the city, but then like at night they automatically filled up. Like they were taken. And like, I know the game mostly said that was because they had blocked off part of the city because of a gas leak. And so all the homeless in that area were moved out. So of course they have nowhere else to go except on your side of town. Which I was surprised that there weren't more like fights in the street, because like that seems like that would be a very volatile situation. But there weren't any police around, surprisingly.
This is not a very, very, Dubstown is not a very well put together town.
Yeah, no, yeah, it seems kind of like one, you know, kind of West Side, sort of. So they also had, I mean, I mentioned the homeless population. They had the whole theme of the homeless population kind of versus, you know, kind of like a workers versus corporation mm-hmm. Theme going on. How did you guys, do you guys feel that was, and it was obvious that they were trying to get that across, that was like, because that was, you know, it was kind of one of those main, I mean, you know, the people were homeless because of the corporations. And then they had the one movie theater halfway through your week that was buying the building where a bunch of people squatted in.
Yeah.
Or no, it was people stayed there. It was like low income housing, I think.
Yeah, maybe. It was low income.
So it was low-income housing, in order to build a bigger movie theater, for the most part, a bigger, better movie theater that would be, like, the pride of the area, they were taking out this low-income housing and basically just kicking them out on the streets. Like, you know, there's nowhere for you to go. So do you guys feel that the game so far has kind of communicated that theme well, or do you think that they could have done it better in certain ways?
I think it was just more of a backdrop. I think the more interesting thing was who you chose to spend your time with in the intervening, you know, 6 days, and how you spent your time. I mean, the minor, you know, decision parts of, like, you know, do you write? What kind of story do you write about the movie theater? Because I did the move. I did the job for the newspaper.
The newspaper, yeah.
Right, and I the only big regret I have is I did not speak to the elder. I didn't spend more time with the elderly woman. I sort of like, okay, I'll come back. And then I went to the nightclub and I ended up spending too much time at the nightclub and exploring. And it's like when I went back, her door's locked. And I'm like, damn. It's like, It's like, damn, that was one missed opportunity that I really regret. Everything else is, you only have, eventually it took me like 4 or 5 days to realize you only have a fixed segment. You have three segments in a day.
Yeah.
And it's like, you got to choose how you spend your time.
Mm. Yeah.
And,
You see her more than once?
I don't know, because I went to the club, I set up the bandstand, and then I forget what I did after that. I don't know if I...
Did
you do the coat?
Coat check?
Yeah, I did the coat check, and that's what probably killed the time.
Yeah, you make more money if you actually go and talk to her. Actually.
Yeah.
You can make more money.
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't take the money from the game developers. I left it in the safe.
Oh, that gives you one of the game endings.
taking the money?
Yes. You get an error that the game shuts down because they only have $50 for the game. Yes. So then they go and like put you back to main menu. They're like, error, game not found, and all this.
That's super clever.
That's great.
Props. Props for that.
How many sandwiches did everybody buy for the guy in the red hoodie?
I just gave him the sandwich that I had in my fridge.
Yeah.
But then all the other sandwiches I bought went in my belly, not in his belly.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. And I'm not sure if you can buy more pizza pockets other than the three that you get in the beginning, but if you, but your house, at least from what I've seen so far, is the only place where you can actually heat up those pizza pockets.
Yes. There's one place in the next part that it's a fire. It's like an outside, like an outdoor fire that they're like, you can heat stuff up here if you want to. And so it takes it to your menu.
Oh, I tried using the pizza pockets and he's like, I need a microwave.
Yeah. Yeah. I kept hoping that it would give me the option to give the pizza pockets to one of the workers at the coffee shop or something to heat it up for me, but it never did, and I was disappointed. I was like, well, I think I end up selling them because you can sell them.
They're good. Pizza pockets.
I know they're pizza pockets, but
they're pizza pockets.
Pizza
pockets.
I wasn't going to it was these things are just sitting here. They're gone.
Yeah, I can get the what is it, the mac and cheese? What is that?
Mac and cheese?
What is that? That sandwich, the specialty sandwich?
They
have
the
MG?
Mackerel.
Mackerel, yeah.
Mackerel something with mackerel.
I had to try it.
It's good. It gives you good stamina boost. Yeah.
And I don't even know if that comes into play.
Game and mackerel. Do the devs love mackerel or something?
They may very well.
Maybe they do.
They love coffee.
Frank, yes, they do. Were going to say something?
How did everybody else spend their four intervening days?
I went and talked to the neighbor lady. First off, I talked. The first thing everybody does, I guess, is talk with the landlord, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And you can either basically flip him the bird and run away or hand over your key.
Mm-hmm.
So I was the little punk and ran away.
Me too. Oh.
Wow.
Me too. It doesn't matter. He just left you out.
Thinking the whole time, I'm like, do you even know, tenant law and everything, that you can't just seize an apartment, you have to go through a whole long legal process here and everything.
but plot.
Nope.
But yeah, plot. Yeah. Plot, Chris.
Which I talked to Steph about this earlier. Also for plot, if you're an unpublished author, you don't get advances for your novel. You, even if you're like a well-known successful author, you usually don't get advances for your novel. And if you do, it's like maybe a couple thousand dollars once, and you're borrowing against your future profits. So if you don't make that much money back, you have to pay it back later on.
Yeah.
Super sucky.
That's how future for.
Yeah. But after the landlord went to the club, and I have a bad memory, so I got 3 out of 5 of the right stuff to set up on the stage.
I had to look it up just to double check.
The toughest one was the bass.
Double check the guitar and the bass, because
you couldn't really tell which was which.
Yeah, it wasn't memory for me. It was just like not really understanding, because like you had the drawing, and I think I even like took a picture with my phone of the drawing, but then it was the way that the grid was set up to where like I didn't understand like where
they were in weird spots.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that and the bass and the guitar were the same sprites too.
Yes.
Yeah. It was very difficult to. I just guessed. I mean, I lucked out. I got everything in the right spot.
Yeah.
Yep. But then I thought it was really weird. The whole like, okay, now you have to provide like super intense moral support to this dude that you as a player have just met, and be like, no, you shouldn't do drugs or whatever. Yeah, treat yourself. And I was
I think she knew, did she not know him previously?
It's sort of insinuated, you know, I don't know for sure. It's sort of insinuated.
With the girl? Tough.
No. If you have a previous history with the rock singer.
He's at the place in the beginning of the game.
Like, I talked to, what's her face? Cotton Candy Hair.
Viper.
Yeah, Viper at the beginning, but I didn't see him.
Yeah, he's in the room with your all the significant other options.
Okay, yeah, I didn't talk to him.
So you have known him for a bit, which would explain. But yeah, I could see if you didn't notice that, then it'd be like, why am I giving this guy advice about taking or not taking drugs? Did you guys when Viper, because you know you're giving the support to Darkhef and he leaves, and then Viper comes by, his ex-girlfriend, who he has kind of mentioned that he's trying to part ways with because she's into drugs. Did you guys, when Viper came by and Darkhef wasn't around, did you tell her to give drugs to Darkhef, or did you tell her to go away?
I told her to F off.
Pretty much. I told her everything short of kicking her out of the club, I think. I don't know if that was an option, but just about, you know, like, you know, this is a really bad thing you're doing and stuff like that.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
No rebels here. Got it.
I'm just really against the whole, like, you have to do drugs to be a good artist.
Oh, no, for
mindset.
Sure.
Mindset. So, sure. Like, personally, I was like, back off.
Yeah.
What do we do with the heroin now that we have it?
I don't have any heroin.
Kevin, what are you doing with heroin, dude?
I picked it up because I didn't want you to get a spoon. Be like, hey, look, there's heroin. Why don't you take it?
You need a lighter.
That's right. You find it, like, what, in the bathroom, don't you?
No.
She drops it on the floor.
On the ground.
Oh, yeah. I think I just
left it alone. I didn't find it. That's interesting.
Yeah.
If you tell her tell her that Darkhef doesn't care about her, and you tell her to fuck, you know, and the game's words, fuck off. She throws the heroin on the ground behind you, and then heroin on the ground, or pick it up.
I think I found it. I think because I didn't tell her that he didn't. For some reason, I feel like I didn't tell her that he didn't like her. Just that, like, I just told her to leave, and that he was trying to change his life.
Mm-hmm. That's what I went with.
I don't think that she dropped it for me, but I did find it. I did find something in like one of the bathrooms at one mm-hmm. point.
I remember that was a crowbar. I don't think it was, yeah, the yeah. crowbar. Yeah, I got the same thing. I didn't get the heroin. I went with the sort of like with Steph at the middle of the road with that. Good.
Yeah, I told her he didn't want to be with her anymore, and she threw the heroin at me, and I just left it on the ground. And then Dark F saw it, and he's like, I better pick that up, because we don't want anybody just, like, finding heroin laying on the floor of this club. I'm like, okay. And then he goes to the bathroom, and I'm like, no. Oh. So I follow him into the men's bathroom, and I'm like, dude, you're stronger than this. You need to not be doing this. And he's like, you're right. It's just so hard, you know? And I'm like,
oh, crap.
Yeah, but you need to put it down.
Oh, no.
And he did at that point, but then I didn't go back and do coat check, so I don't know what happened after that.
Yeah, same thing. He said he wasn't going to. He was going to get rid of it, but in the end, yeah, obviously, he did not.
So how did coat check go, Frank?
Coat check, I stuck to the basic. You basically, everybody shows up to give you the ticket. Now, I'm not sure. I just lucked out, or you know how difficult it was, because I just put the odds on one side, the evens on another, So there was two racks, yeah. And they walked in here. Here's your number 65, and they gave all the coats looked alike. They weren't different colors.
Oh gosh.
Yeah. So you basically, you know, I think it was like 6 or 7 coats, or maybe 10 coats, maybe, because you got $100 at the end of the night for. Doing a good job on checking in the coats. So yeah, so it's like all the odds I put on one side and the old evens, and I just remembered relatively what, you know, in what position each odd number was and which even number was. Because it went in order. It went like 65, 66, 67, 68. So
and this wouldn't kill them to go the in color. Right?
Hmm? What? Stickers?
This is where I stopped playing the game, because Viper came in, said something, and then stopped, and then wouldn't progress any further.
Oh.
And I was like, I'm not going to quit the game out, risk reverting back all the way to the beginning, which happened to me before.
Yeah.
And then, you know, having to start all over again. So I was like, I'm just done with the game at this point.
No.
Yeah, for those listening, there are some stability issues, whether on your PC or PS4. It appears that you could have problems with certain settings. Like, I played it. The game has not crashed on me once, other than when I tried to press F12 to take a screenshot towards the beginning, and
yes,
it died. Other than that, like, I haven't had any issues, surprisingly. Yeah. But I know, Franco, you said yours died out a couple of times, right, on PS4. Yep. And then Chris was playing it on PC, and he had issues. Kevin, did you have any issues with yours?
Not yet.
Okay. And then I think Malin said it crashed a few times from pressing other buttons that weren't.
Yeah. Basically, mapped. If I forgot and tried to take a screenshot.
Yeah. Yeah, you can take a screenshot with Alt Print Screen is the only workaround.
So save early, save often. Use up all five save slots and use them up.
Yeah. So how are you guys? You know, I mean, there are characters and there are situations so far in the game that are interesting. And kind of people in rough situations. Did you feel that the characters seem realistic to you? Did they seem believable, or did you think that they seemed more like caricatures of what they were trying to be?
I think the situation with the you know, I forget his name, the rock and roll guy, Darkoff or whatever, and Viper was probably pretty realistic. I mean, you know,
yeah,
and a co-enabling kind of relationship goes.
Yeah.
And other than that, I did the newspaper jobs. So What did everybody do with the dog?
Returned it.
I returned
to?
It.
To you the owner?
The, oh, you found the owner. Yeah. I was like...
Well, you could sell it to a dog fighting ring. I don't really know what happens.
Although it didn't say dog fighting ring when she saw it, she was like, "Oh, I could," because like, it was the poster was for like what did it say? It didn't say it dog like, fighting ring. It was like
dog gym or something. Yeah, and the dog was like
looking for dog representatives to be a part of our dog gym committee. Like. It was something so fake sounding that I was like, that's a cover up for a dog fighting. Like, that's not, no.
And the dog was like in like a boxer's like,
yes,
one of the silk robes with the hood. And I was like, oh my God, where are the cops?
Yeah. And the kid, I was going to say, your character was even like, oh, well, I could call these guys and sell the dog. And I was like, no.
You only make 25 extra dollars.
Oh, that's so sad. Apparently.
No, you make less if you give it back to the owner. Yeah. But
you gain peace of mind, Frank.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what I did. But was it me or did the owner posters only show up after you went to the abandoned factory? It seemed like all
the cookie factory. I went there on day one, so
I went.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I don't know when they show up.
I didn't see the posters until day two. I think. Okay.
That's when I
ended up feeding the dog. I fed it at the end of day one.
Maybe it's after you feed the dog. I don't know because I only saw the the boxing, the dog fighting posters. And that's why I kept walking around like, when am I going to see the owner poster? And then I went to the convenience shop and bought the dog biscuits. And once I fed them, then the owner thing showed up.
Yeah, I saw the owner poster on the news place.
Did you guys make it inside the cookie factory?
No.
No.
There's probably
a later job for that or something.
They just opened the grate looked at you and they're like, go away.
Yeah, you're the wrong guy. You don't belong here.
You left the town though.
Yeah, you're not probably not good. I don't know if you ever get back to that town. But
who knows? Who knows?
What was the other one?
It's a mystery.
It's a mystery.
Anybody meet the kid in the arcade?
Yes. That was
there's a kid in an oh I
that,
haven't
gone. That was a traumatic. That was
sadly never went to the arcade.
Oh, Steph, you would have loved it.
Yeah,
I was terrible at that game, and he's like, Anyway, Frank, you tell the story because you're better at this.
Thank you. So you meet this kid at the arcade, and you got to get the high score, which is incredibly easy. Once you figure out what you have to do, you have to run over pedestrians and avoid the animals.
That's what those are pedestrians. Okay.
Yes. Cool. So if you get the high score, you get a choice of a prize from the arcade. And one of the prizes is a ticket for a swag bag at a local event. So the kid at the arcade offers to buy offers to give you $100 for the, if you get the swag bag ticket. And if you do that for him, you go back to his house, and it happens to be his uncle's house, and his uncle's a drug dealer.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And if he goes in, steals $100 from his uncle, and the uncle follows you out to the backyard with a shotgun.
What?
Yes.
You missed a big, big story.
That's crazy. Yeah,
you
did.
So that's what happened. I hit the button too fast and the first option was run away. I ran away and the drug dealer shot the kid.
No, Frank, no.
I went back and replayed. I said, that ain't going to happen.
Oh, God.
The second option was talk the guy down and you successfully, you give him the money back and you talk him down and you lose the $100, but the kid ended up surviving. So
yes. And like I gave whatever. I think the kid ends up keeping, either you give it back to him or he ends up keeping the little like swag fest prize. And he's like, this is going to turn my life around. I've got like big changes coming.
Yep, he's going to be a whole people. New me.
Yep.
And I'm like, God, I hope it happens for you. I really don't want you to be in this situation anymore.
And I'm going to have to look this up online. What I mean, before I reloaded, you leave, you know, you run away, you go back into town, and I think the guy in the red hoodie gets run over by a car.
Whoa.
What?
So, yeah, I'm pretty sure somebody gets run over by a car right after you run out of the house.
How is your game so much more violent than mine?
Oh. I just looked up what the cookie factory is, and if you sell the dog to the dog fighting thing, that's the cookie factory.
Got it.
Okay.
Yeah. I was pretty sure, since that dude outside was being a real butthole.
Yeah. Yeah.
At least you do get a figurine that's right next to the,
sells for $2.
Why would you sell the figurines? You're supposed to collect them all.
Money? Yeah. I've sold everyone.
What?
Yeah, I sold all of them.
What kind of a horrible person are you?
I'm collecting, but I don't know if I got them all. That's the problem.
Yeah, there were a couple of times I was like, I could $15 more, and then, I at first was only selling the more expensive ones that sold for like 15 or 20. And then I was like, okay, so now I just have a bunch of $2 ones. Bye. Now I have to buy a sandwich. Bye.
Yeah.
You guys are horrible. So why would you ask that question if you're just going to sell the figurine anyway?
So did anybody else, I guess the other major path choice was work for the ad agency or talk to the disgruntled employee?
You mean like work for the ad agency or work for the newspaper?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. I worked for the newspaper. First I did the article on the movie theater. And I just sort of went down the middle of the road. You know, it's like, okay, they're bringing jobs in. And, you know, I didn't take the,
I did.
What do you mean they're bringing jobs in? Did you interview anybody at the apartment?
Well, I mean, but they would be hiring more people.
They're hiring people outside. They would hire maybe workers in town, but they're doing an outside contracting agency to build the theater.
Yeah.
So they're not going to be making any immediate jobs for anybody in the town.
Right.
And they're also going to be throwing out a lot. Yes. They're a horrible, horrible movie theater that should burn to the ground.
I just, you know, I didn't like staring anything.
What kind of people are you?
I just reported the facts. That's all.
I took the pamphlet, but I didn't realize you could go into the apartment complex and interview the people. And so then afterwards, they're all guilting me about, they're like, I read your news article, fat lot of good that did. And I'm like, I'm sorry, I didn't realize this is what I was.
Yeah, neither did I. I didn't realize, I didn't put two and two together with that.
Yeah, so I don't think that I saw I didn't notice the people or really understand that they were being kicked out from that complex. Like, yeah, I didn't even realize that that was where they were tearing it down or that there were even people being kicked out. I was thinking, like, it mentioned someone, like, it mentioned then that they were going to build it somewhere in town, but I was secretly hoping it was going to be my old apartment complex. I was like, yes, comeuppance, here we come. But then it ended up being a completely different set of people that were angry with me once the article was printed.
Yeah.
And you had some fun stuff. Like, you had there was two interesting people in that apartment. One guy that was playing like Call of Duty, and like his spiel that was also talking about the stuff. He was playing a raid, but it had gunshot noises. I'm not even sure what he was playing. but he was able to pause the game somehow when you're playing a multiplayer raid.
Whatever. Generic game.
Yes, you can't pause the game, Mom.
Did anybody?
He told you about I think possibly the contracting. And then there's another person that you had to answer a question, a trivia question about for a coffin, and he made like the evil, like sort of evil doctor noise with like the music from like the, like those mad scientists.
Nice.
Did anybody else buy the ecstasy for the girl outside the club?
Hell no.
Yes.
Yes, no. I did.
No, I did not.
You get a place to sleep.
Oh, did you end up going to stay there the second night?
Yep.
Because then you end up walking in on her and her living boyfriend.
In flagrante delicto, yes.
Oh, yeah. And they ask if you want to join them.
Yeah, they ask that, if you want to. Yeah.
I saw that in the trailer and I was wondering when that. So I missed it.
Where is this coming?
You missed it, Steph.
Thank goodness. I was like,
and then you sleep on the couch in? Because the bed's very dirty.
Yes.
I was like, this is what I walk in on when I go and to find my ex-girlfriend.
That's what I was expecting too. I'm like, I'm not ready for this.
I don't.
Yeah, so know. That's the benefit of that. But there's two options when you go to buy the drugs for the ecstasy. The guy offers you a cheaper version for like she gives you 50 and says she wants 10 pills. So you go there and he says, "Well, the good stuff's 50. I can give you stuff that's almost the same, and she won't notice the difference. You know, it's only $30."
Environmentally friendly toxins.
Yes. So I don't know what
environmentally
happens.
Friendly, but they're hazardous to your health.
Yeah, I don't know what happens if you give them to her. I don't know.
She gets sick.
I'm guessing. So did y'all? I'm trying to think when this happened. When did y'all go to the hospital with what's his face?
Yeah, you get a page from what's her name?
Right.
Viper. Yeah.
Darka.
Yes.
I went to the hospital and I did the mission with the doctor, but I did not. Oh, well, if whoever did the newspaper story, did you interview the disgruntled employee? Right.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Which opens
you
up.
You mean you got interviewed by the disgruntled employee?
Yes.
Yes.
which is key, which opens up another path to get to Beantown.
Yes.
Yes.
That helped.
So.
Go ahead, Frank.
I was going to say what happened at the hospital for me was, it's like, man, I'm really iffy about, you know, doing the shady shit. This stuff with the doctor, but it turns out I found the incriminating evidence on his computer. I did not wreck his car.
Did wreck his car?
She offers, she's like, let's go smash his car. And I was like, no.
I found out afterwards, if you smash his car, you lose the ride.
Yeah, I figured you would. Because then they'd be like, now we don't have anywhere to leave.
Somehow the disgruntled employee gets the doctor's car.
Which gave me all sorts of questions, given what you find on the doctor's computer. And I was like,
that's true.
You were not the photographer here, so. Yeah.
Where is your bear costume?
That was funny. That was funny.
That's a cool. Okay. So did you guys go to the job placement programs?
Yes, I did.
Yes. Did you choose both of them, or did you just choose one?
I did the meat plant twice, and the tofu plant place once.
You did do. I think the way I calculated it seemed like you made better money at the meat plant.
Yes,
but I also could only stand one time, one visit.
Putting the piggy in the squishy.
The pigs. Squeaking when you when they went through the
let me guess using stock sounds.
I have no idea. I don't know.
Probably. I'm gonna assume they didn't like go and record this at a packing plant.
It wasn't.
Yeah, that would be the worst.
Let's go to a packing plant and record some pig noises.
It was enough where I was like, yeah, I don't want
to. That's what they spent their entire $50 budget on.
I'm going back to the tofu.
It wasn't that, believe it or not, it wasn't that much more. I mean, it was, a random number generator, but it was like, I think I made 130 and on 100 and maybe 20 at the packing plant, and only like 75 at the tofu.
Tedious.
You had to grind it out.
The process on both of them were very tedious to me. I was like, I just, ugh.
Sitting there doing the math in your head. Yeah. Plus, the nice thing about the tofu place, you could leave anytime. So if you got tired of it, you could leave.
And then you leave and you like have 50.
But the packing plant, they lock you in. So there's no more pigs.
Oh, yeah, that's right. so you're stuck there, of course, to deal with the pig squealing. So I got out of town by...
I forget his name now. Jeez.
The disgruntled employee.
Yeah, it's forever known as the disgruntled employee.
Jack?
James? James or Jack? Yeah.
With the J.
Yeah,
I think it's Jack.
That's probably, wait a minute, I can find this out very quickly. No, maybe I can't. I don't know. That's how I got out of town. I went in cahoots with him and he, offered me a ride and we went our merry way.
Did anyone else get the text from Viper after you get to Beantown?
I quit once we got there. Like we were supposed to.
Like you were supposed to, Frank.
No, I literally got out of the...
You got a text from who?
Viper from the hospital.
Oh, I don't
know.
What did it say, Frank?
Come to the hospital, something very serious, blah, 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 blah.
Oh, because, no, I didn't. That might have been a glitch.
That seems like a glitch.
Yeah, because...
Because I did the deal with the doctor. He agreed to do the surgery. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, great. And that's the last time I went to the hospital.
Yeah, that's weird. No, I didn't get that.
Yeah, I got a text from Viper when I got to Beantown. That said,
And you're like, well, too bad. You have to take it yourself, Viper.
Yeah, because the bus company is out of business. And
too bad you don't have a cell phone. You just have a pager.
Wait, you can't use the bus company. Cause
what?
The bus company. Oh, okay.
Spoilers for the next part.
Yes. I did 2 minutes into the next part.
You're allowed, Frank.
I'm sorry, but
it's unacceptable.
But I
kicked out of game chat.
Beginning of day six, before he James says, we're leaving tonight, not today. Jack. So he says,
Jack is Jack.
Thank you. So I went. I did I think one more meat packing job and. I had like $900, so I'm like, let's just see. I saved, and I went back to the apartment, got my key back, and it's basically just I think there's a dollar under the bed, I think somebody said, but I never found it. Aww. And there's a figurine, I guess. Everybody got the figurine at the beginning, I'm pretty sure, in the apartment.
I think so.
And just the microwave, and I'm like, well, this wasn't really worth $500. Yeah. So I'm like, reload. I don't really need to get in my apartment that bad.
I tried to go back and pay my rent several times, and he was never out where I could get to him, where I'd knock on the door and he wouldn't answer, which really? Made me mad because I was like, what if my manuscript is in there? Like, I've got nothing. I don't know.
Because
we took the key and ran, Madeline.
That's Frank, very possible.
Frank, you didn't. You gave him the when you moved out.
Yes, I surrendered the key in the beginning. Yes.
Because I'm terrible. Okay.
Did you end up checking your lock?
Yes.
Because
it said changed.
Yeah. So, I'm not sure if you're able to actually get back in. Apparently, you have to pay extra money though because it costs money to have the locks changed.
Yeah, you couldn't find him out to do that. after he kicks you, after you leave with the key. And he changes the locks. He's not around.
They could, like, I banged on his door several times and he never showed up. And I was like, well, I feel like a butthole just sitting out here.
Because there for a bit, there for the first like 3 or 4 days, I went back to like see if the old lady was home to talk to her. Yeah. Oh, yes,
same. Oh, what was the girl in the second room doing? I have no idea.
I don't know. But did you guys take the, so what did you guys do with the, those who had the choice about the baseball cards she offered you? You could take one like she instructed you to, or you could have been a monster and take all of them.
I took all three. They're $75 a pop.
I just took one.
Me with the movie theater. Oh my God, you're stealing baseball cards.
She told you to take one, Kevin. She said, take one. I'm going to leave and let you take that one.
Yeah, I just took the one.
Apparently, if you end up, I guess it seems like if you end up doing stuff in the beginning of the day and try giving her, she gives you her bank account number and then you extract money. Take all the money and then try to give her the change. She ends up giving you back the chain, apparently.
Oh, no. Poor lady.
Is anybody else depositing money in the bank or are they keeping them themselves?
I don't know if depositing does anything.
I did the entire time while I was in Dubtown because I was afraid that I was going to get mugged.
Exactly.
And then it would be all gone.
Yes.
Yep.
Yep.
I knew that. I was just like, we were thinking alike, and I'm like, I'm going to get mugged. I know
because I was like, why is it giving me the option to put this in an account if nothing... There's no other reason to have it in the account other than to keep your money safe. So, yeah, why have that option there if it's not going to come into play? Now, I didn't follow that same thought process during the second part, which maybe I should have, but I was never robbed of all my money. So, I don't know. I see the whole thing is I'm going to get comfortable.
And then it'll be God.
Then someone's going to rob me.
It took me a while to figure out where to have the cash to check.
Yes, I was like,
you go to the bank.
I couldn't find the bank. I'm like, where the hell's the bank?
What did you get? It's at the top.
In your mail? Did you check your mail?
When the dude
yelled at you?
I did, but I don't guess that I cashed the check.
So then you got like the check, but it was only $250. And then you call Larry and you're like, what the heck? And he's like, hey, you're a deadbeat, but you're lucky to get that.
I never cashed the check.
Oh, it's still there.
I hope there's a bank in Beantown.
I never cashed the check.
That's how I got up to $900. I cashed the check.
Yep. Yep.
I wonder if it's still there.
I bet it is.
It's crazy.
But you can't get there from here.
I could use it now.
Yeah.
I'm hardly eating at all. I have no idea. What? Stamina.
Yeah, I basically only eat when it says you're hungry.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like anytime you go to sleep, you can't be extremely low stamina. But
I'm upset that sleeping does only just changes the time of day and doesn't like restore any stamina or anything.
Yeah. No. Yeah. No, I agree.
You're using game mechanics wrong, people.
But then you're not. Oh, gosh. No, that's wrong. That wasn't what I wanted to do. Okay. I was going to see if the stupid check was in my account, was in my inventory. Because now I'm concerned.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. There's something. Oh, yeah. What did you guys think about the dream sequence? Because as you go through
that was interesting. Yeah.
The game, you have, like, sometimes when you go to sleep at night, you'll have kind of showing you history. Oh, God. Kind of showing you history of your character's life. What did you guys think? Do you think that it kind of helped explain things a bit, helped the story?
Well, not yet. All right. I'm still with my girlfriend in the dreams, right?
the dream.
The dream is an alternate reality version of what happened, I guess.
No, I thought dreams were like memory.
No, they're it's history.
Which is
it's like flashbacks.
Yeah, I feel like having it be a dream is inconvenient for any. I just am a snob. Sorry.
you feel like the dreams have.
I hate that storytelling mechanic. I guess to have dreams have important information in them because that's not how life works. But
no, for sure. Well, I don't have dreams that are. I mean, like. You'll have, dreams are part of your subconscious. So, like, you'll have things that might have happened in your past in your dreams, but it's never like, this is exactly how this happened in actual life. I'm dreaming about it right now.
Or, like, it's just bizarre anxiety dreams, usually. Which, this definitely feels like it could have been an anxiety dream, but for it to just be a rote memory feels lazy, but. It's okay.
Oh, there's my advanced check.
You have it still. Yay.
It's still in there. So I have some money just sitting there. Hopefully there's a bank in the town that I'm in. Hopefully there is. Oh, God. I don't think
an ATM
is.
Because you can't deposit checks at the bank.
I have an ATM.
Oh, that, so it's an ATM?
The only place you can deposit the check is at the bank.
Yeah.
Apparently. Okay. The banker's due to something.
Personnel changes.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
You can only use the bank for depositing checks and making account changes. Changing your interest rate.
I'm pretty 90% sure the place I'm at now does not have a bank, so.
So you just have $250.
I've made it this far.
You have a piece of paper that's worth $250. Can't get that.
Maybe the next place I go to. Maybe at the end of the game I'll be able to cash this check.
Yeah, if you ever get to Larry, can you be like, can I just give this to you and have you give me $250 cash? Yeah.
Already happened. Didn't do it.
Dang it, Larry.
Oh, gosh.
Did anybody else get sandwich futures?
I don't even know what the heck.
How many sandwiches did you have to buy?
No. You didn't have to buy any sandwich futures at another sandwich shop. I forget which one it was in that town.
I said no.
The place was selling sandwich futures.
Yeah.
So you bought like a sandwich future for $10 and you kept checking back in.
Yeah.
See if the price of the futures went up. I think probably because I was buying sandwiches, the price went up to $13. So it's so yeah. So maybe that's how it worked. I have no idea.
You're creating a scarcity.
Yes. Maybe that's what it is. Or maybe it's because I was giving them to the guy. I remember gave approximately 3 to the guy in the red hoodie. So maybe that was linked to it. If you give it to the guy in the red, yeah, he gives you words of. So if you had enough money, you could really,
I said,
risk the market. Yeah. Yeah,
for sure. So to me, and this might have been just me, going to like conversations that you have with people and like your choices of in these conversations, etc. I felt like everything was very like, and I felt like there was another game that did this too. It was very kind of like you were either like the way that the way that you would respond to people, it would either respond back to you like really nice or just it would immediately like turn them like angry with you.
Yeah.
It felt very kind of like a teeter totter. Like you're either like completely on their good side or you say one thing. And it's like, they're like, you little, I can't say that. You're the worst.
It felt like more accurate interactions whenever you go up and talk to randos on the street than most RPG Maker games feel like. Yeah. I really wanted to give the poor kid outside of the the bacon burger store a hug. Because he was like, if I had a dollar for every time anyone smiled at me, I would still be poor. And I was like, no!
Yeah.
No! Just
And I just wanted to stand in the
sunshine and write your poetry.
Did anybody else find it funny that there's the like angry guy outside of the
the cookie factory?
Outside of the sandwich place. Was it the Krusty Kreme? And the game devs talk about it, and it's like, we should add him to the game. It's like, why don't we put ourselves in the game in the coffee shop? Because we're here all the time. Whoa, so meta.
Yeah.
And they were also in, I didn't know who they were at the time, but they were also in the beginning intro place.
Oh. Yeah. You're right. They were in the bottom left corner.
So, Frank, you were going to say something as well?
I was just sad I couldn't buy my buddy outside the apartment complex a coffee. He just says, I want a cup of coffee.
Oh, yeah.
I went and bought a coffee, and I couldn't give it to him.
I know. I did the same thing. He was nice.
He was super nice and also homeless. And he had a polo on.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. As far as, like, this first part goes, like, it's a very weird balance to me. Like, I feel like with the whole, like, you know, what Madeline brought up with the whole author thing, where it was like, oh, you get an advancement. So, you know, so it wasn't realistic, but then there are also like realistic crappy situations in the game as well. I'm just not, how do I say this? Like, it seems like sometimes, like, the situations seem like realistically so crappy because crappy things do happen in real life. And they don't sugarcoat anything. But then also on the same token, it feels like there are some situations where they're just making it crappy just to make it crappy. Like, just to be like
contrived.
Like, look at these people being crapped on, you know? And everyone's being crapped on. And there's a very kind of like harsh undercurrent, because even like the people, even people that seem decent, like there's always like a darker side to them that you're finding out too, which is truthful, but then also like at the same time it feels like in some situations it's like it's just being used as like a plot device. Like, look at all these crappy things happening to these people. You know, everyone's bad. Everyone's a monster. And to a sense, I agree, but then also to a, you know, I don't know. Like, I feel like the balance is like just a little off for me. But, yeah, is there anything else that you guys want to talk about this first part of the game? Of Always Sometimes Monsters.
So you were able to run away with the news with the guy that interviewed you at the newspaper?
With the disgruntled employee that you had to go to.
Oh. Did you find bullets on his desk at work originally?
No, I didn't. I tried to go dig all around in there and talk to all the people, and nobody would talk to me.
Yeah.
Hmm. That's weird.
Oh, no.
Seems like you're apparently able to, but I just ended up having Jack kill himself?
What?
So I guess that depends on what answers you give him for the interview.
Yeah. So I ended up closing the game, and I'm gonna retry that.
I was honestly seriously afraid of that. Like,
yes,
I was too,
because like he seemed very on the edge, and the couple said seemed very like suicidal, like finite, like he was at the edge of his at the end of his rope. And honestly, that's really interesting because honestly, like I left there thinking, like I was like, so help me if I go out into the hallway, because he locks the door as soon as you leave.
Yeah, I was waiting for something. Yeah,
I was waiting for a gunshot, and I was like, so help me if there's a gunshot. I was like, I'm gonna be so like upset with like, because like there were a couple things that I answered to him that he was like, interesting, like, and he seemed like unsatisfied with the answer, like, or that or that the answers had only confirmed what he was thinking, and I was like, oh boy, like, you know. But it didn't happen, and I kept thinking that like maybe the next day, like, I'll hear that he committed suicide, and I never did. In fact, like, that's when he like contacts you about possibly leaving town together.
Because he
ended up calling me as I went to go and write the article, and he's like, you know what? I finally found someone who understands me, and then you hear a gunshot noise.
No.
Wow.
No.
Yeah. So, yeah.
I was wondering what the significance of him taking papers up and off of the wall.
Yes. So yeah. You have to make sure that he removes most of the papers.
Gotcha. And I just looked up and I'm glad I reloaded. With the kid at the arcade, if you run away, the uncle shoots the kid, and in an attempt to get away, he runs over Bellinger, which I guess is the guy in front of your apartment complex.
Oh,
yeah.
He runs over the nice Asian guy who stands outside of your apartment day and night, no matter what.
Yep.
And it's a gargoyle.
Examining Bellinger's corpse results in a seagull eating it.
What? Oh, God. See, this is, I agree with you, Steph. This is part where they're just like, oh, does that make you sad? Let's make you more sad.
Exactly. Let's turn that knife a little bit more.
Yeah, so I'm glad I reloaded that one.
That's crazy. That's intense.
Oh, did anybody else take all three cards? Because I'm not sure if you're able to see the message if you don't take all three cards. Her husband carved in the bottom of the box, "Don't trust the Japs."
Oh.
Oh, interesting.
That's nice.
Well,
a guy from World War II would probably, yeah.
I tried to ask her about her husband's death, but then I didn't end up pressing for an answer.
Gotcha.
Yeah, she didn't want to talk about it.
I let her be. She was
that's fine. Nice.
One of the few people that didn't have like a darker side.
In this game, yeah.
All right. Well, I guess wrapping it up, next week we are talking about the second part, which so for next week, play from day 7 until day 14. So as soon as you wake up and it says it's day 14, just save and exit out. Or just mark that mentally. If you can't stop playing, that's
Frank,
where we're ending. So that's for next week. Played it. It's much of the same. Good stuff. I will say, thankfully, the job placement program options are, or at least the one that I did, was a little bit not as tedious. So I was happy about that.
It took me a couple shots to figure out exactly how the first time the thing worked.
Oof. Yeah. So our May month chat is on May 20th, where we're talking about Okami HD, finally. And then we're having the special Dragon Age 2 chat in mid-July. I'll have a specific date for that, but just know that that's in mid-July, which I need to start playing somewhere. Want some more game chat? You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. Podcasts under The Game Chat for all past and current shows. You can keep up to date on what's going on by following us on Twitter @the_game_chat and on Instagram, which I'm get better at the Game Chat, and search for us on Facebook under Game Chat. You can leave us a review or a question or a topic for our current game, always sometimes monsters, and we might read it on the show. You can email us at chatwithus@thegamechat.net. Or if you want to join a chat, you can email us at joinchat@thegamechat.net. Or you can send us dog pictures at notenoughdogs@thegamechat.net. So come back next week. Listen to us next week, where we'll be chatting about Always Sometimes Monsters Part 2. So until next Tuesday, thanks for listening, and I'll chat at you guys later. Bye.
Hey.
Bye.